It's no secret that we have a problem in our community with unwanted companion animals that end up in the shelter. But the good news is that there are other places that they can go to where they don't have that problem at all. In fact, the opposite is true, right?
Well, what's happening throughout the community, we've got these rescue groups, APA is one of them, Safe Haven is another one, that do help to pull animals out of the Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley. But there's another one that does it in a way that these animals don't stay in town. Barkhouse Rescue of Las Cruces regularly coordinates flights of companion animals out of the Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley to cities, towns, and states where, unlike our situation, as you mentioned, there are shortages of adoptable critters. And our cover shows one of 44 puppies on the tarmac recently headed to San Diego to its forever home. It's an adorable photo. I think that your listeners will enjoy it on Friday.
Are you anticipating that we're going to see some people chained to some trees along Conway?
It could happen. Who knows? Those arches of tree limbs over Conway Avenue, they're a tourist draw. They're a daily delight for the residents of the area. But some of those trees are sick, and others are dead, and some are potentially endangering motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. So the city of Las Cruces did a Zoom meeting with many of the neighbors, and they've come up with a plan to go in and do some cleanup. We have their reasoning behind what they're going to do, as well as the reactions of some of the notable residents of that area. And that's on page 3 of Friday's paper.
All right. One of the very unfortunate and sad effects of the pandemic is an increase in domestic violence. How is the community responding?
Well, the answer to that is very, very well. And you're right. Domestic violence was an issue before the pandemic, but the pandemic makes it worse because people are cooped up at home together and tempers tend to flare and boil over. But La Casa Inc., their shelter is still operating at capacity. They are very busy, but they have safety guidelines in place while most of the staff work from home. The good news is that area motels, bed and breakfasts, Airbnbs are also stepping up to take in La Casa's clients during these unprecedented times. Mike Cook got that story, and it's on page 18 of this week's paper.
All right. Before we move into the arts and entertainment section, Halloween is nigh. And it's going to be different
right
this year.
Corner.
Yeah, it is, of course, going to be different. But there's going to be a lot of fun things for the family to partake in. Tell us about what Mike Cook put together for Halloween.
Well, he researched the history of Halloween, and he found out the origins of the holiday actually goes back to Ireland. And he also researched the attendant peculiarities of the holiday, like pumpkin carving and the trick-or-treating. I learned a lot of stuff I never knew, and I'm guessing that our readers will, too. That's on page 21 of this week's bulletin. And, of course, with coronavirus all over the place, and one of the favorite things about Halloween is bats. Please don't eat a bat.
Not a problem. I think that if there's anything we've learned over the last few months, Jess, is that we're staying away from the bats.
We're staying away from the bats.
Even as cute as they are, as far away as possible. All right, now let's dive into local film and a movie that's getting some international attention.
It sure is. Our arts and entertainment section ticks off with that story and several photos about the new film. It's getting noticed, as you said, internationally, and it being featured at film festivals. It was shot right here in the Mesilla Valley by recent graduates of NMSU's CMI program, and it's all about immigrants chasing the American dream. You can check out the backstory behind De La Luz in this week's bulletin.
Finally, a new executive director at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. Let's meet her.
Her name is Heather Reed, and she's due to start work in just a couple of weeks. She's got to get to New Mexico and quarantine first. Elba Oestreich was able to interview her about her job history, notable accomplishments, and how she plans to manage Southern New Mexico's only museum that focuses on ranching and farming. Encourage people to check it out. She looks to be very qualified for the job, and she says she's excited to come to New Mexico. And, of course, all of that's just a sampling of what's in this week's 72-page paper. There's just a whole lot more. If you can't wait till Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed at LasCrucesBulletin.com. That's all one word, LasCrucesBulletin.com. You can also check us out on social media, and don't forget the bulletin's best contest. We're nearing the end of the voting cycle for the area's very best people and places. Go to our website to participate. You can vote multiple times off multiple devices every day.
All right, Jess, thank you. Have a great week.
You too. Take care, Casey.